Right, that's a nice showbiz introduction. Now, joining me in the studio is Roisin O'Hagan, who is fresh from her appearance at Ipswich Maritime Festival. She's always been at the Brentwood Festival as well. You've been all over the place. It's lovely to have you in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Really nice to see you. And I got your name correct.
Yes, you did.
No, I want a round of applause because
I'm well known for getting names completely wrong. But
it
does
make me very happy when people get it right.
And I said about the name Ema, and that's your sister.
Half-sister
Ema. See, because that's because I lived in Dublin. So, it took me 6 years,
well,
believe it or
you.
Not. But yeah, they whipped me into shape. So thanks for coming in today. First of all, are you from Essex?
I'm from Chelmsford, so yeah. I've lived here all my life.
Yeah, so Chelmsford.
Mm-hmm.
So you know the basement?
Yeah, I play at basement all the time. I'm there on Friday, actually.
Right.
I practically live there.
Did you go to, there was a brand new night at Palo Marino. I don't know if you know him, he's a local.
That was
I think it was Friday or Thursday last week.
Yeah, I did get an invite to that. I wasn't around that night, but I'd like to make it along to one of those because it sounds really cool. It's like a jam night. Or
yeah, I think they're doing another one in a couple of weeks, but
yeah.
I'll let you know because it looks like it's going to be really good.
Yeah,
the last one was really good. So thanks for coming in today. So how long have you been playing the guitar for? When did you first sort of pick up the guitar?
I think I picked up the guitar when I was maybe around 12 and basically didn't put it down after that. So I'm all self-taught. I don't think I could ever have a guitar lesson, and I just like to teach myself that way.
And how old are you now?
I'm 17.
17. So, because it's one of those instruments, the guitar, it's not easy and it does hurt your fingers.
Yeah.
So how do you find doing, like, so you've taught yourself, is this basically from looking at books and just looking at the chord shapes, or is it done by ear?
A lot of it's by ear, actually. A lot of the chords I'll play, I don't know what they're called or anything, and I'm just kind of guessing and seeing what sounds good. I like doing it that way. I can't cope with sitting down and looking up a load of chords and teaching that method of guitaring,
I think when people do that as well, if you go to somebody who's been playing the guitar, say, for 30 years, there's a formula to playing, and you go naturally to one chord. If you don't have that, you play what you feel.
Yeah.
So and it does work well with people that have not had guitar lessons, because you get a different sound to somebody who has, because it's not formulated.
You learn your own way of working around it.
Yeah. And when did you discover your singing voice?
I've always kind of sung a little bit. I was always in, like, school choirs and stuff as well, and before I was actually doing my own thing, I just always liked singing and always liked listening to music and picking out lyrics and songs, and just kind of ended up developing my own style of singing and putting it to my own songs.
Now, you gig all over the place. We're going to talk more about the gigs and some of the festivals you've been doing, and also about the new EP, but let's kick off with a song. Tell us about this song. Who wrote it? It's one of your original songs.
Yeah, this first song I'm going to play, it's called Blue and Grey. And I wrote it maybe earlier this year. And I think it speaks for itself, really.
Okay, here we go.